So we're going to dive into a topic that many find off limits, but it's time to address it head on. The much debated subject of homeowners association or HOAs here in Colorado Springs. It's a topic that often evokes strong opinion, it does, and as it turns out, there's a good reason for that. So according to a recent report by Rocket Mortgage, an astonishing 1 in 10 homeowners residing currently in the HOA community are considering selling their home due to HOA-related issues. Moreover, a significant 57% of residents in these regulated communities express dissatisfaction with their HOA, and more than half believe their HOA or covenants do not enhance their neighborhood aesthetics or appeal whatsoever. So we're going to talk about that today. What's going on, everyone? This is Lori Derrickson with Colorado's Finest Agency right here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We cover the entire Front Range, and we help clients move to the area. Again, we always say if you're thinking of making that move to the area, make sure to reach out. Put those numbers in your phone. We'd love to help you make that move and help answer all your questions.
Are you thinking of moving or living in Colorado? Realtors Lori Derrickson and Kayleen Zabadik with Colorado's Finest Agency provide you with a local perspective on what it looks and feels like to live, work, and play in the Front Range of Colorado. Colorado's Finest Agency helps hundreds of people just like you make the move to Colorado each year. Give them a call or text anytime. 720-438-4181.
So the mere mention of HOA can spark a wide range of reactions. I brought this topic up to 42,000 members of our local Facebook group here we run in Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs, What's Going On? Your Guide to Moving and Living in the Springs is what it's called. And I posed a question to our members about the pros and cons of living in an HOA community. And it ignited quite the debate with strong opinions coming to light. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. What's your take on living in an HOA community? So feel free to share your views in the comments below. I always like to get your opinions. So the Rocket Mortgage survey I mentioned earlier demonstrated that most Americans don't have a favorable opinion of homeowners association. And based on those responses in our group, I'd have to agree. It would have been less contentious if I would have asked if they were voting for Biden or Trump, in all honesty. But I'm kidding, sort of. But we'll share some of these comments. We're going to share them, you know, their comments and opinions from the locals here in Colorado Springs later on in this video, so stay tuned. So it's important to remember that most new home communities here in Colorado Springs operate under an HOA. Each of these associations has its own set of unique rules, fees, amenities, covenants, and management companies. So there's a noticeable level of dissatisfaction with homeowners associations, particularly here in Colorado Springs at times. So Kayleen is going to talk to you about the next section.
Reflecting on the HOA climate in the Pikes Peak region, there's a clear trend of disconnect among residents. So issues range from embezzlement and arbitrary homeowner assessments to random fines and escalating fees. It's fair to say the situation can sometimes be chaotic. So let's dive into the advantages and disadvantages of HOAs in Colorado Springs. We'll explore why they're often disliked and what local measures are being taken in Colorado to address these issues. Additionally, we'll consider whether it's worth purchasing a home in these areas and living under the constraints of an HOA and their regulations. So let's start from the basics and define an HOA. An HOA, or a homeowners association, is an organized group that acts as the administrative authority of a residential area. It's composed of homeowners, including people like ourselves. So within the HOA, there's certain roles such as president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and they're typically filled by volunteers or through an election process. As for me, I think I'll pass. So the key role of an HOA is to supervise and to upkeep the communal well-being of the neighborhood. For instance, if in our community, the HOA is tasked with the care of shared spaces. So this includes maintaining the grass, controlling the weed growth, and even overseeing the aquatic weed situation in the local pond. All of these responsibilities fall within the scope of that HOA. So to manage these duties effectively, the HOA collects monthly fees from the community's residents. This collected amount goes into a specific budget, which then undergoes reviews and there's adjustments made. So a portion of this budget is dedicated to procuring services that are really vital in the maintenance of these common areas, such as lawn care. So this ensures that communal spaces, including parks, trails, and other shared facilities, are properly maintained for the enjoyment of all the residents. In essence, your HOA utilizes your contributions to maintain the neighborhood. The size of HOAs can vary, and some are expansive, while others are a little bit smaller. Many HOAs even employ a management company for their day-to-day operations. So when purchasing a home in any community with an HOA, you're required to adhere to a specific set of rules and regulations. For those buying an existing home, there's typically a 10 to 14 day period when we're under contract to actually review those HOA documents and ensure that you agree with all of the stipulations that are in that HOA's rules and regulations.
So it's crucial to be cautious, especially with new construction homes. In these cases, it's imperative, really important, to fully understand those HOA docs, this is the key part, before finalizing that contract. This is really relevant with most new build communities here in Colorado Springs, which are governed by HOAs. Often there's also an HOA transfer fee or a tax when the ownership of that home changes or goes from that builder to the current new owner of that new home. And it can mount as much as 1% of that home value. So it's important to keep that in mind. So when deciding to buy a house in an HOA governed neighborhood, practical judgment is key here. You must be willing to abide by those rules. It's not like you can pick and choose what rules. You either accept the rules entirely or you have to opt not to purchase in that neighborhood. There's no room to pick and choose, like I noted. With that in mind, let's dive into the advantages and disadvantages, along with the various issues and controversies I said we talk about that an HOA here in Colorado Springs often brings. So you might be reluctant to consider the advantages of an HOA, especially if you believe there are not any. But let's just imagine there are some benefits. Just go with me. An HOA plays a crucial role in the upkeep of common areas, specifically improving the overall look of the neighborhood. Like sometimes in locally gated communities, for instance, an HOA often ensures those gates are functioning correctly, may even employ staff for around-the-clock monitoring. So this level of vigilance helps keep unwelcome solicitors or maybe those people out that you don't want in that community. However, moreover, HOAs take on the responsibility of maintaining the communal facilities like the swimming pools, if there's some, their tennis courts, the playgrounds, ensuring they're all in great condition. There's also they're in charge of tasks like if there's lake or pond upkeep here, negotiating contracts for various services that might be covered by your HOA, such as, you know, that trash, waste management, lawn care, snow removal here in Colorado. So another key function of the HOA is to uphold those property values. By implementing rules to avoid unpleasant sights like those poorly maintained lawns, excessive vehicles in those yards, or eccentric house colors that you might not love. So HOAs help in preserving that neat, attractive neighborhood. So this is particularly important when it comes to selling your home, as properties adjacent to each other, maybe if you're living next to that house that has like the 16 cars in that yard, it might be challenging to sell yours. So these elements underscore the beneficial impact of HOA in maintaining those community standards.
So if you recall, we talked about running a Facebook group that we run here in Colorado Springs, and we pulled them and requested responses about pros and cons of living in a community with an HOA. So let's take a look at some of the pros they pointed out. Yes, we'll get to those cons too, but let's go ahead and go to the pros first. So Helen says, I have lived in several HOA communities across multiple states. Make sure and read your CCRs carefully. Some people have problems going by rules, and that's okay. But I had a nightmare neighbor where living in an HOA would have solved the problem. So the neighbor had a kitchen table in the front yard and their boat with a giant TV in their driveway. Once you've had a nightmare neighbor who just did not take care of and or care what their yard looked like, you'll then appreciate an HOA. And I can totally see her point. So currently, I do not live in an HOA community, but I did. So I remember the house across from where I currently lived. It was a rental, and I think there was about 8 people living in there, all whom of which drove a car. They would park across from our house and sometimes even block in front of our house. So our street literally looked like a parking lot because of that one house. And there's really nothing we can do about it. So let's go ahead and take a look at one more response before we get to the cons. So Terry says, take the time to drive through an upscale 20-year-old subdivision with an HOA and compare it to a 20-year-old subdivision without one. You'll see the difference. I can totally see his point. Some areas are well-maintained without, and others with an HOA, while others tend to look real trashy pretty quick. There'll be parking boats and RVs, there will be weeds growing up from the corners, couches in the yard, etc. So you really want to rely on your neighbors if you don't have that HOA to keep on top of their maintenance in order to keep the home values to a certain level and to ultimately protect your home value.
Okay, so now we're gonna address the downsides. So first and foremost, that HOA fee is a permanent fixture. So regardless of whether your house is fully paid off or whether you're paid in a mortgage or cash, that monthly HOA is always there. It's not gonna go away. So this is an inevitable aspect of living in the HOA regulated neighborhood. Then comes often the strict rules that cover a wide range of that community aspects. You might encounter specific rules about the type or number of pets allowed, we've seen this, or restriction on how you alter that property, such as installing fences. That's a huge one here in Colorado Springs. They regulate the type and height and so many things within that fence structure. Place that in your yard, which can also result in challenges in what you want to do with your property. So these regulations may also include vehicle, how many you can have on even in your driveway or parking on the street, or even demands on your lawn care. There have been cases where residents are forced to perform seamlessly or seemingly unnecessary maintenance, such as redoing landscape to align with the HOA. They have set proportions of grass to shrubs and vegetation, and you have to meet these certain ratios. So the multitude of these rules can be kind of overwhelming for people, particularly when they infringe upon decisions regarding your own personal property. There might be also restrictions that affect your ability to rent out your property, including the length of the rentals or ban on short-term rentals here in Colorado Springs, which is actually kind of common with all single-family homes zoned R1. These restrictions are a major factor behind some of the negative views some people have about an HOA, primarily stemming from the feeling of loss of control over their own home. It's like their home, they want to do what they want, leave me alone, kind of is their mentality. So let's dive into some specific grievances about these HOAs expressed, and we're going to go right back to that Facebook discussion. So here's one. Kimberly states that HOAs are horrible. If I buy a property, I don't want people dictating how and when I can do things and what I can afford. One OHOA monument said he couldn't even have an American flag on his front porch. If you have too many weeds in your yard, they can fine you. Can't afford that to fix that fence? Fines. What color of home you can have, white or beige? Like, what color do you want the outside of your house? She says, absolutely no, thank you. And I can see this point of view as well. After all, you just spent at least $550,000 on that home probably here in Colorado Springs. And now you have someone telling you what you can and can't do with that property. It can be frustrating. So let's take a look at one more. So Sanders talks about the rising cost of an HOA. My HOA is now $404 a month. It covers roof, gutters, paint, lawn care, snow removal, water, and trash. It goes up every year 5% no matter what. Their excuse is the cost of everything is going up along with the age of the community. Insurance costs have gone up as well. So we just suck it up and we have to deal with it, which is true. HOAs can raise rates at any time and you have little to no say about it, even if you can't really afford it.
So let's dive into some recent developments concerning HOAs in Colorado. So not long ago, there was a notable shift that occurred when Colorado State Legislature, they introduced a new legislation aimed at curtailing what was seen as excessive HOA charges. So this action was prompted by a state representative who responded to a CBS News story that revealed one property management company was charging residents $75 for a certified letter that they used telling that resident about delinquent accounts, and they were also charging $35 for a letter regarding code violations. Well, that state representative called these fees excessive because the cost of sending a certified letter in Colorado is only around $5. So consequently, that the accountability and transparency law was brought into play in the year 2022, and it mandates that HOAs and their management companies use certified letters and charge only what is charged for that actual letter for certain communication. So this requirement was intended to ensure that homeowners are fully informed about potential charges pertaining to their properties. So Governor Polis of Colorado also weighed in on this issue and reported by Colorado Newsline. He emphasized that the HOA policy should not be overly burdensome to the extent that they hinder practical measures like fire mitigation and water conservation. And what was happening is they were forcing the homeowners out due to minor infractions like untrimmed grass or significantly strained the finances, it significantly strained the finances for some families or individuals. So regardless of whether you support or oppose HOAs, they are increasingly coming under scrutiny, and the state of Colorado is taking a more active stance on overseeing these HOAs and their management across the region. So Nancy in our group quoted, and she summarized mixed feelings about the HOA, and she noted, "I have a love-hate relationship. The good part is that frequent travel means we don't have to worry about our home. The downside, our HOA fees have shot up drastically. If you're considering a specific development, I recommend asking your realtor for a copy of the HOA bylaws. Find out about their financial reserves, understand their restrictions on issues like pets and parking, and if possible, get feedback from the current residents. Acknowledging that not all HOAs operate with transparency, recent legislation has been introduced to rectify this situation. So new state laws, which came into effect last November, specifically addresses how HOA boards handle finances also. So they now require a detailed disclosure of financial allocations, ensuring homeowners are informed about where their money is actually going, the specifics of each allocation, and the contractual agreements that are involved also must be disclosed."
So look at the story reported by a recent Bloomberg article. So imagine this. Let me read part of the news article for you. But before we get to this, I want to mention our Big Green Box promotion. Maybe you've heard of it coming in 2024. So not only do you get to work with one of the best relocation teams here in the Colorado Springs area when you reach out to us, but at close, our clients get to choose from 6 luxury closing gifts. Kaylee made this Big Green Box, so it's super fun to see our clients open it. So when you get into your new home, you can choose from that 86-inch LG TV, a snowblower to plow that new Colorado snow, or a Louis Vuitton bag. So there's 6 options that you can choose from when you close here in a home here in Colorado Springs with us. So make sure you reach out to us today so we can answer all your questions on moving to Colorado Springs or the surrounding areas. Okay, so back to my story. So there's lady who answered the phone, and she heard, she says, we want to help you, what she heard in her voicemail. And she said, I want you to know that your house has been foreclosed, the lady on the phone said. And she proceeded to inform, Jose was his name, that his house, his family had been living in for 7 years, the house he had never missed a mortgage payment on, and that he almost was done paying off entirely, had been sold. And she said that she was calling on the behalf of the new homeowners. So Jose, the homeowner, thought it was a scam. But Jose's ex-wife, who still lived in the home actually with their two children, got the similarly strange call that same week. So conversations with the city and their current realtor confirmed what felt unimaginable. Someone else actually owned that home without notice. So this family, much like others in their neighborhood, faced foreclosure initiated by their homeowners association. So we can see why there's a lot of negativity when you mention even the word HOA at times. So starting with fines between $100 and $400 for what appear to be minor issues like oil stains in their driveways or a dead tree they needed to remove. So their debt, they quickly soar to over $6,600, with a large portion attributed to the HOA legal fees. So despite this, and they didn't know about their late payments, this family was caught off guard by the severe possibility of losing their home due to these accumulating dues and fees. So a situation that wasn't in common in this particular neighborhood with this HOA. So the management company behind this foreclosure, the Master Homeowners Association in Green Valley Ranch in Colorado, was known for this assertive stance. Though it maintains that such drastic actions are rare, yet I want you to know the situation highlights the significant power yielded by some of these homeowners associations, not only here in Colorado, but throughout the United States. They have the capacity to impose escalating fines for what may be perceived as trivial infractions and resort to severe measures like foreclosures and enforce fees and collections, whether those fees are not regulated. At least at that point, it wasn't. So with the increasing prevalence of neighborhood-based single-family homes here in the U.S. and Colorado Springs, many homeowners are not often fully aware of the extensive impact and potential risks of being part of an HOA-governed community. So it's evident why there's such a surge in resentment and strong emotions directed towards HOAs currently. In some instances, this frustration is justified due to their mismanagement of funds or overstepping their authority. From my own interactions with various people, including our clients, my neighbors, our friends, there's a common sentiment that HOAs often focus on trivial issues, neglecting maybe some of the more critical concerns, such as repairing cracks in those sidewalks, while, like we talked about, imposing unnecessary things like you might need to power wash your home. This has led to a widespread distrust and animosity towards homeowners associations. Such is the extent of these issues that the state of Colorado has been compelled to intervene, formulating, like we noted, new laws and regulations to address these problems. If you find these videos insightful, just a quick little thing, I encourage you to hit that little subscribe button, and don't forget to click that notification bell to stay up to date on all of our latest video releases that we're going to put out all about the Colorado Springs area. So we regularly post new content every Tuesdays and Thursdays, focusing on the Colorado Springs area and everything you need to know about relocating to this region. So the reason behind creating this video is that we have so many HOA communities here in Colorado Springs now. So nationwide, did you know that nearly 60% of all new single-family construction homes are part of a homeowners association? And 80% of single-family homes in subdivisions fall under HOA governments. It's a trend that is noticeably growing here in Colorado Springs. So we are dedicated to assisting a multitude of clients in securing their new built homes here in Colorado Springs, and we consistently produce videos about purchasing those new construction homes along the Front Range. So it's crucial to understand what you're committing to in these situations. So an HOA can go up as well. Did you know that? So typically when you secure a mortgage, right, you locked into that fixed rate. So unless you opt for an adjustable rate mortgage, which I generally advise against for many reasons, and we've covered some lending guidelines specifically in Colorado Springs here in other videos, but this concept of a fixed rate does not apply to your HOA fees. So for example, your HOA fee might start at around $300, and before you know it, it could escalate to $350, $400, even $500 per month, And these fees they're evolving. They keep coming. They don't stop. So I recall a recent listing appointment for a townhome here in Colorado Springs where the resident's HOA fee had skyrocketed by over 300% since their initial purchase a decade ago. Even if you manage to pay your mortgage on time, the HOA fee is an ongoing expense that never stops. It keeps coming. So in some cases, these fees have reportedly been up by 300%, like I said, highlighting the need for careful financial planning when buying a home. So from my conversations, many express hesitation to commit to such that continual cost without even knowing how high it could go. So Rocket Mortgage Survey we talked about shed some light on this, revealing that two-thirds of participants questioned their financial management of their HOA, with nearly half seeing no real advantage in living in an HOA-regulated community. So these insights provide a telling overview of the national attitude towards HOAs and people's preference for living in these communities.
So next, let's discuss a recent article from Science Direct, and I'm super curious to get your thoughts on their findings. So the article claims that homes within an HOA are on average priced at least 4% higher than comparable homes that are outside the HOA and do not have an HOA. So this topic could easily spark debate for hours. And when I raised these questions up in our local Facebook group, it definitely elicited hundreds of responses, which were charged with lots of emotion. So I hope you found this video very insightful. Covering this topic is particularly relevant in Colorado Springs when the majority of new homes do have an HOA. So if you're not keen on living in an HOA community, feel free to get in touch. We're equipped to help you find a fantastic home here in Colorado that's not governed by an HOA. Controversially, if you prefer the structure of an HOA within its regulations on home colors, parking, landscaping, we're also here to help you as well. So interestingly, about 40% of our clients prefer not to have an HOA, while 30% are certain they want one, and the remaining 30% are somewhat neutral. So whatever your preference, we're here to help you find your ideal home here in Colorado. But for now, we're signing off.